Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Garage Talk Live. It's Monday, January 26th. I'm sure everybody up in the Northeast is hunkering down for what's been tabbed the snowstorm of the century here in Bassing, Virginia. We're getting some flakes and some cold air, but nothing to those extremes yet, so hopefully everybody in the Northeast is hunkered in at home and all and tuned in. Tonight, about a half hour, we're going to talk to NHRA Pro Stock champ Erica Ender-Stevens as she gets ready for the upcoming NHRA Mellow Yellow season, which kicks off on the 15th out of Pomona, as she goes in quest of defending her title. So we'll talk to her about that. Big news around NASCAR, Jeff Gordon announcing that 2015 will be his final season, or full-time season. He's not ruling out driving in the future, but right now this is going to be his final full year of competition in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. So if you want to talk a bit about that, we can. This past weekend was the Motorsports 2015. And my partner Tammy was up there, and she was in the one of the seminars there where Kenny Wallace was taking a Q&A. He joined us here last week. So the season's starting to rev up, and we'll see what's going to go down. So here's a bit of Jeff Gordon and his...
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's NASCAR camp. We are joined by Jeff Gordon, driver of the number 24 Exalta 3M Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. Gordon, a four-time Premier Series champion, has won 92 races and is third on the all-time wins list. We're also joined by Rick Hendrick, owner of Hendrick Motorsports in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. Mr. Hendrick has a record 11 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series championships, including four with Jeff. And Jeff, we'll start with you. You had a big announcement this morning, and this will be your final full-time season and possibly your final Daytona 500 next month. Talk more about your decision.
Yeah, you know, this is certainly something that I've been thinking about for years. Rick and I have talked about for a number of years. So, you're always trying to, when you get to this point in your career and you've done as much as we've done as a team of trying to figure out when that right time to step away. I always said that I wanted to step away on my own terms if possible, and I want to be competitive out there, and I would hope that I could do that all the way through my final year. And so, you know, this is the right time. I think, you know, it really came clear about halfway through last season that it was definitely going to be. Rick kept talking me into going longer and longer and longer, and I kept saying, no, I think this is the year, no, I think this is the year. And finally, about halfway through last year, I said, no, this is it, boss, and we agreed, and the timing was good for me, good for Hendrick, and other opportunities that are, you know, out in front of us. So, looking forward to spending more time with my family, most of all looking forward to just that next chapter in my life working with Hendrick Motorsports and other partners.
And Mr. Hendrick, you've been with Jeff his entire NASCAR Sprint Cup Series career, spanning across 23 seasons. What are your thoughts on Jeff entering his final full-time season?
Well, it's going to be surely awkward and strange when I walk in the garage area and I don't see Jeff sitting in the 24 car. But at the same time, I'm looking at it like, man, that's a year away. So I want to go out and win the championship with him this year and have the kind of season we had last year. And I just thank him for all he's done to help our company and all the records he's broken, and I look forward to him, helping the company grow, and he's got so much talent in other areas that being a partner, he's going to be a tremendous asset outside of the car. So it's bittersweet, but I'm just kind of putting off that, that he's not going to be in the car because he's going to be in the car for another year. But I think he said it all. He wanted to do it on his terms. He's just meant so much to me, the sport, the drivers. Young guys owe him so much. He broke a lot of barriers to help people get into the sport, and he's just been an icon in our sport. So I'm anxious to see the next chapter after we win the championship this year. Put a little pressure on him.
I like it.
Thank you. And we'll now go to our media for questions. In the interest of time, please limit yourself to one question. We will take as many questions as we can.
Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you have a question, star one or a couple keep at this time.
And there you have Jeff Gordon with his announcement to step out of 24 this year. Rick Hendrick also seeing fit that did it on Jeff's terms. Now, if you look at things, if you want to give us a call, the number is 646-649-1899. We could talk a little bit about that. And I remember when Jeff Gordon came up, his first win was the Coca-Cola 600 way back in 93. And have all those years behind him with four championships. He was the first one outside of Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt to get past the three-title mark, which was shared by Darrell Waltrip and a couple others. So he hit the fourth mark, and then he was on his way to get five. But then somebody named Jimmy Johnson came along and wound up winning five in a row and six all told to this point. And Jeff Gordon is considered part owner of that 48 car. So Jeff's also won a few Daytona 500s, a few Brickyard 400. So the only thing really, I don't think there's anything in NASCAR that he really has left to win. He's won three out of the four Crown Jewel races one year when it was sponsored by Winston, which was Darlington, Daytona, and Talladega, and Charlotte. There was the four. He had to win three to four to win what they called the Winston Million. He did that. Of course, last race will be in Darlington in a neck-and-neck battle with Jeff Burton for the win to take that million-dollar prize. So, really, he's got nothing. He doesn't have anything left to prove in NASCAR. Now, does he want to go race something else for a year or maybe concentrate on running an Indy car for an Indianapolis 500? Imagine getting that feather in his hat. There isn't a NASCAR driver that's won both the Indy 500 and the Daytona 500. In a long time, I think the last one to do that because IndyCar drivers have won the Daytona 500. AJ Foyt has won both races, the Indy 500 and the Daytona 500. I think Mario Andretti has also done it. So Jeff Gordon could run that list. So Sam Hornish Jr., who fell short on a nationwide championship a couple of years ago, which is now also called the Xfinity Series this year, he's won the Indy 500 and the IndyCar Championship, and this year he'll be running for Joe Gibbs Racing. I think he's filling the seat that Marcus Ambrose drove for RPM Motorsports. So he's backing it. So he might want to win the Daytona 500, and that'll give him a victory in both races. So it's pretty interesting to see what Gordon's going to do next year. A lot of talk of the way the chase format ran last year. Might have weighed in on his decision. It did get a little hairy. Of course, you all remember what happened with Brad Keselowski and Gordon there in that incident. But that's all part of racing anyway. And Gordon has always been on that drive for five. He fell a little short last year, making it through into the challenge round before elimination with the new format between the contender, the challenger, the contender, the eliminator, and then the final race goes for the championship round, which wound up being Joey Logano, Ryan Newman, Kevin Harvick, three of the four, of course, with Harvick winning the Sprint Cup Championship. Here's a guy that's going into Daytona. He's won. Harvick's won the Brickyard. He's won Daytona. He's won his championship. I think he's got NASCAR. He's basically got the premier races in NASCAR covered. Hope Springs Eternal. So everybody's looking forward to the beginning of the season when it all comes down in a few weeks. Figure we got the Super Bowl this weekend. We have the beginning of the NHRA season next weekend. And then the Daytona 500, which kicks off in a little bit. So we'll have to wait. So we'll see what comes of that. On the 14th, we'll have the Sprint Unlimited, which was all the past pole sitters and the chasers. They'll be running in that one for a nice big fat check and basically some well-needed track time with the new rules package because there's no testing this year, as Kenny Wallace pointed out last week here on the show. And it's going to be interesting to see what's going to come down this week. I think those guys are going to have an upper hand, being they'll be able to work some draft. And get the feel of their cars outside of practice in pretty much competitive format. So we'll have to wait and see. But you figure guys coming in this year with a hot hand are Gordon, Harvick, Logano, Keselowski. Dale Jr. had a good run last year. So and then Denny Hamlin, who came in third last year. So it's going to be interesting. And as far as the Joe Gibbs contingent, you have Matt Kenseth, Kyle Busch coming back, two chasers. Now, and Denny Hamlin was there. He finished there. Now you're going to have Carl Edwards, who's coming over from Roush. So it's going to get kind of interesting to see how that's going to work. There were some press conferences. They have the NASCAR Media Tour in Charlotte going on this week. So as I get reports from there, I'll be able to fill you in on what's going down. Tomorrow there'll be more. So check out our Facebook page at Garage Talk Live. And if you don't have a like on us, you can always pick that up here. It's just going to be interesting to see who's driving what this year, that you have Sam Hornets Jr. back into the field. Then Marcus Ambrose has left NASCAR, going to run V8 Supercar Series down in Australia, driving for the captain, Roger Penske. So, you know, he's going to have the best equipment he can get driving for them. Ambrose didn't have any wins, but he does have a few NASCAR wins under his belt, of course, on road courses. In the Sprint Cup Series. Of course, NHRA was out testing. Trying to get a hold of John Force, somebody from John Force Racing. They'll be doing a teleconference on Wednesday, too. So that's the NHRA conference, and there'll be John Force, Tony Schumacher, and Dave Connolly, who is going to Top Fuel after running in the Pro Stock category. He started out as Erica Enders' crew chief and then wound up driving on a team by himself. And now he's making the switch to Top Fuel. That's a big jump going from Pro Stock to Top Fuel. You're going from about 700 horsepower to 10,000 horsepower. We'll talk to Erica about that. I want to ask her about that a bit. So we'll see what she has to say on losing a competitor in her class, but I'm sure somebody would be willing to take this place. So I'm just curious to wait and see. Of course, she'll be joining us in a little bit. We'll have a little more the 24 Hours of Daytona was run this weekend, which is actually the first big race of the season. And Chip Ganassi's team did wound up taking his sixth win in that division. So the Ganassi running in that race, it always seems interesting to see how that turns out. Of course, Kyle Larson was involved with the team. I think Jamie McMurray was on the team as well. So when you got to run 24 hours break down between three or four drivers. So each get to drive about a three-hour shift. So there is somebody should be getting some nap time in there, and then get back out there for the finish. So that is a NASCAR sanctioned event. So So technically, the NASCAR season kick off this coming week. I think Tony Kanaan, I think, who was driving for Ganassi, was also in the race. He took over for Dario Franchitti, who retired after a crash. So that's pretty much what happened there. And trying to think of Ganassi's other drivers. Each IndyCar team seems to have three or four in there, and then some drive for some other team. So in the 24 hours of Daytona, makes for an exciting race. I remember the one where Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Dale Sr., and they almost won that, except the suspension broke on their car. So they did have some problems there, but just the fact that they ran that race and were leading it up until within the last 20 laps makes it pretty interesting. So the drivers are getting their feet wet on the road courses, and the ovals open up pretty soon. The drag strip is opening up as well. So we'll just have to wait and see as the season kick off. I'm tired of this off season, and I'm sure everybody else is. If you want to give us a call, 646-649-1899. And we happen to listen to what you have to say with the season kicking off in a couple of weeks. NHRA, like I said, will start this weekend out in Pomona. And from there, they'll move on to, let me bring the schedule up here, Phoenix, Arizona. And then they'll be in Arizona when NASCAR is running the Daytona 500. And then they'll be off until March 12th through 15th when they go to Gainesville, Florida for the Gator Nationals. So it's going to be pretty interesting on a full racing season. We're looking to get some more guests coming year. With Jeff Gordon announcing his retirement this year, let's get back to that for a little bit. The speculation is, by this time next year, Chase Elliott should be ready to make the move to the Sprint Cup Series. So that might be part of the reason. He has some young talent coming up, and they're going to need a ride for him. Figure with Rick Hendrick having Jeff Gordon, Jimmy Johnson, Dale Jr., and Casey Kane filling out the four spots. Rather than lose Chase Elliott to another team, then that might be one of the reasons Jeff Gordon is stepping down. He didn't say he was going to use the R word for retire, so it's kind of hard to picture him being out. He might run a couple of races in another car, but who knows. I think there's been also talk of going to driving Formula One for Haas, so I don't know if that's the case with maybe a race here and there. Being Gordon's loyal to Rick Hendrick, but Hendrick does supply Stuart Haas with engines and things, so it'll be interesting to see who does what I'm kind of curious myself. But anyway, hopefully all out there are stayed up nice and warm in the Northeast there, hunkered in. I know it's weather's getting ugly out there. I'm looking out the window here. It's almost 8:30, and there's some flakes coming down, but I'm in the mountains of southwestern Virginia, about 90 miles north of Bristol, so we're pretty good right here. So hopefully all will be able to listen and I'll still have power. So anyway, if you want to give us a call, number 646-649-1899. And pick a topic. The new rules, 2 inches lower on the spoiler, 150 less horsepower. So we're going down from about 850 to 700. I wonder how that's going to look. I mean, the Xfinity series cars are, I guess that they have to drop the horsepower for them as well, because you don't want the cars that close together in horsepower. So it'll make it, the handling kind of interesting. And see how that takes over from, and how the drivers have to work the cars, because you know they're going to need to get used to some new machinery. And they're going to have to hone that down with new testing. So I'm kind of interesting to see how that's going to play out. Call in and give us a shout out. We'll be joined in a few minutes by Erica Enders. She fortunately... hopefully in some nice warm climate and out of the Northeast. We'll see what she has to say. But anyway, let's get a word in from our sponsors. So don't go away. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yeehaw! Y'all want a date with an international model? Well, Hillbilly Horror Show is going to make it happen.
Oh,
that's right. We're having ourselves a contest. And the winner gets an all-expense-paid trip to Hollywood and a date with international swimsuit model and star of Hillbilly Horror Show, actress Rachel Faulkner.
You are going to make some guy so happy.
Head on over to HillbillyHorrorShow.com for details, and be sure to catch Hillbilly Horror Show Volume 2 on DVD February 17th.
Cajun's Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best, each and every time. Cajun's uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cadence Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cadence Candles a call at 610-960-5677 or find them on the web at www.cadencecandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/Cadence Candle.
And we're back here on Garage Talk Live. I'm your host, Vince Bonfigli. Hope everybody's staying safe in this nasty weather. As everybody thinks about the upcoming racing season and warmer weather, because it's pretty cold out there in the country and people getting slammed with snow up in the Northeast. I hear historic blizzard conditions and all that. And snow is being talked about in feet instead of inches. I remember a few years ago, before I moved down here, I think we had a two-footer somewhere around March. This time it's January, so I have to see what February brings. It all depends on how Mother Nature decides to play with the winds and the moisture. So we'll just have to wait and see. Joining us in a little bit will be Erica Ender-Stevens, NHRA Pro Stock Champ. I'll be asking her about the upcoming season, unless she went hunting around the holidays, so see how that went as well. But anyway, in other racing news, the IndyCar season will be kicking off in a few weeks as well. So we'll be checking on them as well as see where they're, how that's going to be running. If you want to give us a call, 856, that's my old number. If you want to give us a call, 646-649-1899 here on blogtalkradio.com/garagetalklive. If you want to check us out, go to our Facebook page and usually post it on Twitter as well, at GTL Vince. So we have a Twitter page as well. It's Garage Talk, Twitter at Garage Talk Live. So we're on all the social media except for Instagram and Pinterest. That's a lot more pictures, so I'll talk to my partner Tammy on that one. But Facebook and Twitter is where we're at. We broadcast here weekly on Blog Talk Radio. Looking to move, once the racing season kicks in, I think we'll be moving to Tuesday nights. I would rather host it on a Tuesday, so we'll see what happens there. I got the final say in that. I'm just looking for the right time to do it. It'll be from 8 o'clock. Usual same time, same channel. So you'll be able to tune in and check us out there. This way we can maybe get some more guests from the Sprint Cup Series and the IndyCar Series. So we may race on Sundays. They usually get Mondays off, and then it'll make it easier for the NHRA people as well. I know they've been accommodating coming on Monday night, but figure they race Sundays as well and probably wouldn't. Mondays being travel days a lot of the time, so it makes it interesting. So we'll just have to wait and see. So when that comes around, we'll handle it then. If you have a choice, give us a call or drop me a message at Garage Talk Live on my Facebook page there and saying yes, move to Tuesday, or no, keep it on Monday. I've been doing Monday nights now since 2001 when I started the show in New Jersey at WNJC Radio. It was called The Pit Pass for the first couple of years, and then went to Garage Talk Live, and it's been that way ever since. So I've always been on a Monday night. The times have changed between the time. I went from 6 to 8 to 5 o'clock, and then so it's been pretty interesting. So anyway, if you want, give us a call or drop us a message. let me know where you want to listen to us at, because I'll be more than happy to accommodate the listeners, because if it's easier for you to listen on a Tuesday than a Monday, then, and if it's easier to book the show, there's going to be some nights where we have quite a few guests, so sometimes Tuesday I think would be a better move. But anyway, I'm throwing some feelers out there, and I'm going to see that what's going on and how things will be progressing as the season gets underway. And we'll take it from there. Right now, if you want to talk about the NHRA season, as we wait for Erica to call in, hopefully she remembers. She's usually pretty good about it. But let me go back to car press conferences there. Maybe we could pick something up in the meantime. And so we had some of the audio from press conferences this weekend. So it's from the media tour down in Charlotte. Here's Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 Toyota Camry for Gibbs Racing.
On-track NASCAR-type testing that we're all accustomed to, whether it's Charlotte or going to Vegas or doing a West Coast swing type thing or even going to Daytona for preseason testing. So not being able to be in a car at all is different. And the first time we get back in it is going to be practice for the shootout here in a few weeks.
Go to give the people asking the questions.
I think it was certainly a success. The new Chase format was certainly a success for the fans, for NASCAR, and maybe not for some particular drivers like myself, but, all in all, just looking back on the things and taking a grander scheme or a grander look at it, I thought it was exciting. I thought it was perfect in what the sport needs. I think it's going to be ultimately stressful trying to come down to the last race of the year and have your whole season just rely on that final pit stop or that final run to the finish and to try to win a championship like that. But, that's what pressure is all about, and that's what it boils down to when you got to be able to put it all on the line and make it happen.
That's Kyle Busch. Here is Denny Hamlin, the driver of the number 11 Toyota Camry for Joe Gibbs Racing.
It does make you just as hungry to get back to that situation. And it's going to be harder and harder every year to make it to the Final Four because drivers are going to be a little bit more educated about what it's going to take, what kind of finishes they need to keep moving on. Well, I think it's going to add, just a level of excitement to get, anytime you get new personnel, there's new ideas. And I think that he uses a lot of what he worked with Kyle and had success with, and I'll bring a lot of what me and Darian had success with, and hopefully it pairs up to be something that's very, very good. So I think, I'm as confident this year as I've ever been, but Dave's the guy that definitely can take us to the next level.
Here's a little bit from Joe Gibbs, owner of the 18, the 11, the 19, and of Carl Edwards this year. That's a number. And the 20 of Matt Kenseth.
It does. I got to tell you, I was scared to death to build that building where we are right now. And, when you take big steps like that, it always worries you. But it's just something that I think we have good people. We try to really think things out. We were the slowest of the big teams to go to two cars, slowest to go to three. And I think, for like Hendricks and Roush had already been to four. So we were pretty cautious, but we kept working on things, and I think you always look at it and you're a little scared going into it. I think that's the thrill of being in pro sport. I'm always a little scared every year when you start off.
Kyle's talent is unquestionable, and I think a lot of people say he may be the most talented driver circuit.
Right.
Yet he has not fared well in the championship battles at the Cup level. What are you looking out of Adam Stevens that could help him? Is it as much the car, or is it as much the mind, or is there more? I guess in essence.
Well, now I'd like to welcome to the show the NHRA Pro Stock Champion, Erica Andrew Stevens. Erica, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Hopefully you're somewhere warm after watching what's happening with all this northern East Coast weather.
Yes, sir. I'm a southern girl, so I try to stay where it's warm.
Well, when we last spoke, you were going off on a hunting trip for the holidays. How did that work out? Did you have some fun and good bonding time with the team?
Oh, yeah. We had a blast. It was a lot of fun. It was just really neat to be in a relaxing environment where, you know, we were just able to have fun and let our guards down. And it was a really enjoyable time. My team owner has a ranch in southeastern Oklahoma, a little over 1,000 acres, and it was beautiful. So we had a good time.
1,000 acres. I have 8 acres, and that's a pretty big chunk of land, but I can't imagine 1,000 acres. That is huge. And
it was pretty big, but we got to spread out that way. We had deer stands set up all over.
I could imagine. So did you bag anything while you were out there?
I didn't. We got a couple coyotes. My team owner got a 10-point, so that was good. But I passed on a pretty decent 8, but we decided to let them grow for next year. So.
That's kind-hearted of you. And it's competitive. You figure you want to take it out anyway.
Yeah, I did, but at the same time, I mean, he was kind of young, and since it's private property, I mean, he just said, let him get old, let him get big, and we'll come back next year and the year after, and we'll get them when they're worth putting on the wall.
Well, that's for sure. To me, if anything with a spike, I'd put on the wall, but but that's something I'd have to worry about. But anyway, it's... pretty interesting now. I noticed your former crew chief and Dave Connolly, who you competed against on the circuit, is now going to Top Fuel. So one less name in the fold. Anybody coming up to take his place, or are you just happy to have him move on up and open up the field a bit?
Well, from the entry list for Pomona, it looks like we're going to have a full field, which is exciting. I have a new teammate, Drew Skillman. He raced stock and super stock. He's going to be driving a red Camaro under the Elite Motorsports banner. So we're really excited about that. I spent this winter teaching him how to drive and getting him acquainted with a pro stock car. And I actually head up to our shop in Oklahoma on Wednesday to just tie up all the loose ends. And we'll head out west to Phoenix for a 4-day test. Prior to Pomona. So everything's coming around the corner pretty quickly, but Drew Skillman will be the new blood for the season, and that's exciting. And my husband Richie's, of course, working on sponsor money to get back out there as well. Nothing solid as of yet, but we continue to work it. It should be a cool year. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to have a teammate, and you know, he's a proven winner in the sportsman ranks, so I'm really excited to have him as a part of our team.
So that'll be 2 red Elite Motorsports Chevy Camaros out there. So, or are you going to have a different color scheme this year?
No, mine's a red Camaro with the black stripes. But Drew's is going to say Ray Skillman on the side. His grandfather, Ray, owned 17 dealerships in the Indianapolis area. So he'll be sporting the Ray Skillman banner on the side of his car. But with elite performance horsepower under the hood.
Well, that's good. So I guess you're chomping at the bit now. We're only looking 2 weeks away till Pomona, so bet you can't wait to get back in the seat.
I cannot wait because I haven't done any testing during the off season. I just went, you know, to withdrew to his test sessions and, you know, helped him from the outside of the car. So I'm really excited to get back behind the wheel. I mean, granted, it feels like it's been forever, but, you know, every time you get back in the seat, it's like riding a bicycle. It all comes back to you. But I'm super stoked to get back out there with my guys and just have some fun again.
I can't wait because this I mean, it was hard enough to win the title last year. Now the defense part comes in, so you feel more relaxed going into this year and just taking things one race at a time and doing it that way, or you feel like defending might be just as tough as winning the first one?
Oh, defending will be just as tough, if not harder, than the first one. I mean, we've certainly got a target on our backs, but as you mentioned, you know, our game plan is going to be to just take it one round, one race at a time, and, you know, not get ahead of ourselves. It's the approach that we took last year, and it worked out pretty well. So we'll do the same thing this year. And, you know, most important, just have fun. I mean, I've got such a great group of guys, and I know we've talked about this a lot, but that makes it so much more enjoyable. It makes me more relaxed as a driver, you know, having that much trust in my guys and never having a question if something got done right. So I'm just I'm excited to get back out there, and they're gonna, the rest of the field is gonna be gunning for us, that's for sure. So we've got our work cut out for us. Never easy.
I know Jason Lyon is probably gonna be your number one stalker out there after you beat him going through all the rounds last year. And so
yeah, he's hot on our trail. I mean, yeah, he definitely is. He told us, he told Richard Freeman and I at the banquet, he said, you got zero chance of standing on that stage again next year. So he's definitely motivated, but that comment gives us that much more motivation as well. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it's all in good fun the way he said it. So we'll he'll definitely be after us. I know Greg Anderson's hungry coming back from his heart surgery deal, and you know, Vincent Nobile, those three guys under that canopy. Bo Butner is going to be racing a handful of races for KB. So at some events, they'll have four drivers and, you know, us with two. And you go down the list, the Grays, Jonathan and Shane will be very competitive this year. They put up some big numbers in testing in Bradenton a couple weeks ago. So the field is going to be stout, and they'll all be after us.
That's for sure. But that's the way to have it, though. Have them chase you and
absolutely
do it that way. Yeah, a lot of big news in the NHR, right? A return to Chevy for probably one of the biggest names in drag racing. How's it feel to have big John Force and his team back in the Chevy camp? Should help marketing a bit.
Yeah, it should. I mean, that's definitely a great move for Chevy and for GM. And, you know, I'm excited to be quote-unquote factory team members with the Force girls, so and John, of course. So it's definitely exciting. I think it's big news for Chevy and obviously huge news for the Force camp and NHRA. So just glad that a manufacturer picked them up. I mean, he is NHRA, and his girls are pretty talented drivers. So it's going to be an exciting year.
Sure is. Now, my question is, outside of nitro burning and superchargers, what's the difference between the pro stock engine and the funny car / top fuel engine? Is the same cubic inches, only normally carbureted, or?
Yeah, they're both 500 cubic inches, and I know absolutely nothing about the nitro ranks, but I can tell you everything you want to know about pro stock. But ours are four barrel carburetors. Theirs are blown, and they run nitromethane. We run race gas. So it's quite a big difference. I mean, we have, you know, less than 50 pounds of downforce. They have thousands of pounds of downforce. So there's quite a bit of big differences between the classes. That's for sure.
I know one thing, standing in the nitro pits. That stuff burns your eyes and you can't breathe. At least running race gas like you do in pro stock or other motorsports, at least it has a nice sweet smell on the exhaust. You know, it's not.
It does. It smells really good. But yeah, it's definitely those nitro cars stink for sure. When we have to park next to them, we're like, God Almighty! I mean, we're tearing up and crying and can't breathe and you can't hear because they're so loud. And so it's quite a different atmosphere in the pro stock pits.
I guess like when you go to places like an English town where they're on one side of the track and you're on the other, it's a lot better off for you.
Perfect. Yep.
I remember when I first went to English Town, it was right before I moved down here. It was my first NHRA event that I was covering, and I'm looking there, and I see souvenir trucks with gas masks, and I'm thinking, come on, what are they kidding? And now I found out why.
Exactly. Yeah, if you're going to stand at the back of a nitro pit, you kind of need one.
That and earplugs. I usually used to sit at NASCAR races without earplugs and let nature take its course. That's probably why I'm partially deaf now, that and jet engines from being in the military, but that's a different story. But, you know, you can't feel it if you don't hear it properly, and the best way to hear it properly is without hearing protection, even though it's a stupid move.
Yeah, I wish all those years growing up at the racetrack when I was a kid and it was too cool to plug your ears, but I wish I would have plugged them because I'm 30 now and I say, huh, and what, an awful lot. So my hearing is definitely shot.
I know exactly where you're coming from. And so it all kicks off on the 15th out of Pomona. And then you shoot what? Then you shoot down to Phoenix where you're going to test what this coming week?
We are. Next we're going to test. We'll leave Sunday. We'll leave Super Bowl Sunday, and we're going to test Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. And then head straight to Pomona because Pomona is that following weekend. It's the, I believe, like 5th, 6th, 7th, somewhere in there. So the first weekend of February is Pomona. So I'm really excited to get back out on the road and get back at it.
And we've got to give your sister's fitness place a plug so that we never forget about her.
Oh, I love how you always plug her. That's so sweet of you. Yeah, Courtney Anders Fitness. It's CE Fitness on Facebook. And she's definitely a huge help to my team and I. She does all of our meal prep along with our pilot, Brett, and puts us through some pretty rigorous workouts. I've been working with a trainer down here in New Orleans, you know, that she's helped put a workout plan together for me. And just trying to get back in shape. I mean, 300 days on the road definitely takes a toll on your on your plumpness. So I've been hard at work in the off season, and we're going to try to continue that on the road this year. And we're going to cook 3 meals a day at the track, which will certainly help us. And Courtney's got all that nutrition planned out. So really looking forward to it and looking forward to getting back in shape too.
Make you eat real food, or you got to eat that tofu crap and things like that, rabbit food?
No, carrot. We still get to eat real food. I got to have meat, got to have protein. I am totally out on that cardboard vegetarian diet. I mean, to each their own, but I'm from Texas. I like a steak. But to be honest, like 80% of what you eat is like chicken, so... You know, chicken and vegetables, because chicken's lean, and, you know, for breakfast it's egg whites and protein shakes throughout the day, and it's definitely not as fun of a diet as I'm used to. I'm a sucker for Mexican food and, you know, chips and queso and the whole nine yards, but that's exactly the reason why I'm in the shoes that I'm in now, so got to get back on the healthy train.
Definitely. I like some Mexican food, though, but where you're from, it's easier to get. It's hard around
here.
And you can't tell what the real stuff is. Of course, Taco Bell isn't real Mexican food either. So.
No, I don't think so.
But I do like me a nice, thick, juicy ribeye.
Yes, sir.
So give a shout out to Courtney and Courtney Enders Fitness. We'll have to go to the next time you come on, bring have a call in too.
Oh, she'd love it. That would be awesome. I'll definitely let her know.
This way, I could grill her. Pardon the pun. on how tough she's working you over there, because I know sitting in a race car week in and week out and travel, it's kind of hard for I guess anybody, but to keep a regimen going. And you know, you're in the car, then you're out, then you're back in it, as opposed to being in it for 3-4 hours. I think it's harder just, you know, getting in and out of it between runs and then doing that all weekend, because you really don't have no time to chill or work out or anything. Maybe do some jumping jacks between
right.
stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's definitely
so.
An interesting schedule at the track. It's there's a lot going on all the time, and start early and end late, and you're just wore out. So it's definitely challenging to work everything you need to do workout-wise into that schedule, but that's a goal of ours this year.
That's good. Going into Pomona, then, what are you looking forward to this time around in the early part of the season? You'll be all set to kick it off on a good note. Is that one of your better tracks, or you're just looking for right now consistency, getting good, maybe number one qualifying to get as many bonus points as possible. This way, when you do go around, you just stack up on the points.
Yeah, I mean, that's always the goal, is to go out there and be the best every round of qualifying and every round of eliminations. And, you know, it's a true challenge. I mean, pro stock is such a competitive class, and everybody is so close to being equal performance wise that a lot of times it comes down to the drivers and the crew chiefs. And but yeah, we're going to start the season off swinging as hard as we can. I mean, everybody else is going to as well, but you know, having said that, it's a marathon, not a sprint, so we've just got to go at it with the right attitude. And yeah, Pomona is a really great track to us. Obviously we won the finals there in November the year prior. My crew chief Ricky Jones won the finals in Pomona. So I think my crew chiefs, Rick and Ricky, have a really great handle on that racetrack, and, you know, providing our race car X right, and I do a good job driving. You know, I don't see why we can't start the season off on a great note. And then also with my teammate, Drew, I'm really excited to have him, and it'll be his first national event as a professional driver. So I know he's excited about that. And, you know, he did a really great job in testing. So having twice the data under the Elite banner will definitely be an advantage, something that we didn't have last year. I mean, all the teams that we competed against were multiple car teams. So it'll be nice to be you know, to have the data that the other teams had last year that we didn't. So I'm very optimistic about the year. You know, we obviously still work very hard on finding sponsorship money and, you know, marketing partners. They think we have a lot to offer, and somebody would be, you know, we would be a great match for somebody. We've just got to find that right person. So I've gone to meeting after meeting after meeting during the off season, and we've been working hard at piecing the year together as far as sponsorship's concerned. So lots of good things in the works for this year. And, you know, I know that's a long answer to your question, but yeah, we'll come out swinging in Pomona and we'll see how it goes.
Well, that's good to know. I know the last race there at Pomona, your reaction time was phenomenal. Is that something you're going to be thinking about when you pull up to the tree, is trying to keep that as low as possible? Because that seemed to help a lot, help you out a lot, especially when you and the one you competed against, and you ran, you both left the tree with zeros, and I'm like, where's the numbers?
I know everybody thought it was like something happened with the computer, but now in the semifinals at the World Finals, Jonathan Gray and I both had 0 reaction times, which is perfect. So. Obviously, that's a little too close for comfort. I mean, you're only 1/1000th of a second away from being red, so not exactly where I wanted to be. But at the same time, you know, glad it worked out the way that it did. But yeah, I mean, I really pride myself on my driving, which includes reaction times and shifting and, you know, keeping the car in the groove and staying on top of the wheel. So, yeah, I mean, that's something that I hope, you know, I look forward to this year is being a better lever on the starting line. I mean, I had a dominant car a lot of the year last year, and, you know, everybody guns for you because the only way they can beat you is on the starting line. So I've definitely got to stay on my A game this year. And, you know, it's something that I work really hard towards. I have a simulator at the shop and, you know, one of those handheld practice trees that I take in my backpack with me on the plane. So it's just, you know, I'll just get on it and hit it a few times here and there and just stay on top of it. So it's definitely, definitely important in pro stock to have good reaction times.
That's for sure. And because I'll tell you, I think you were totally with them when you took the two races off in the number one spot and it lost you your top seat and going into the countdown, and you wound up gathering it all back up and you charged to the championship. So I wonder if it seemed like now they're going to look at that as a psychological game, because you've told me before you all play games on the starting line anyway. So.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping to not have to take any races off this year. And, you know, I want to go on the record and say that's not something that we wanted to do. It was a business decision that we had to make in order to be able to be as competitive as possible in the countdown. So, you know, none of us on my team wanted to miss out on Seattle and Sonoma. And it fortunately worked out okay, even though we did miss them. But I mean, man, oh man, it was so way too close for comfort, if you ask me. I mean, going in the number two seat and so the one seat, I mean, that was a pretty big point swing there. If we could have stayed in the number one spot going into the countdown, I believe all we would have had to do was qualify at Pomona to lock the championship up. So, but as my team owner says, if the crickets had pistols, the birds wouldn't mess with them. So shoulda, coulda, woulda, whatever. You can look at any scenario you want to. But the way it worked out, it was just a storybook finish. And I'm so proud of my team. It was just a fun year.
It was. And I enjoyed watching every step of the way. You know, I pull for you because you always come on the show, and it drives me. I think I've made you a few fans just from that fact alone. And it's like, I can tell you, I get the pro stock champ on my show. So it's always interesting, and it's always a pleasure having you on. Oh, there's a firearms company. It's called Sky Firearms. The vice president of sales is a former NASCAR driver. She used to run in the K&N or the Nationwide series. You might want to have your boss talk to them, and maybe you can get some money.
Sky Firearms, huh?
SCCY.
What is it?
SCCY. It's pronounced Sky.
Okay,
see,
SCCY.
I saw it on Gallery of Guns, who one of the hosts used to be the first ever Miss Sprint Cup, the trophy girl, so...
Oh,
I find
cool.
out all these things, so you might want to check them out.
I will,
actually,
thank
believe
you.
Or not, she used to work for Glock before that, because that's who sponsored her when she ran in Dover. So when I got the interview there, so I'm going to try to have her back on the show, and I'm going to talk to her about you, too, so when I get
Oh,
her,
that
would
be awesome. I'd appreciate it.
So maybe your boss can give a call and, you know, they only make one type of firearm, but like 9mm pistols are on the small concealable side. But it's just funny how you find people in different places, and that's how it goes.
Yeah,
so.
And to find a female that's you know, passionate about motorsports is pretty unique. So that might be a cool pairing.
It sure would, especially when you go in there saying, "I'm the champ."
Oh goodness.
Well, that's your owner's job. Hey, the champ drives for me.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I better let you go. Thanks again for coming on. Courtney Enders Fitness, give her a plug again. And they can find her in the Houston area.
My sister?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's actually, she works for our race team now, so she's living in Oklahoma, just south of Oklahoma City is where our shop's at. So she does some training up there in her free time, which isn't very much because she works so hard on the race car stuff, but she does a lot of online training and meal plans and, you know, plans out workouts for clients and whatnot. So, yeah, I appreciate you plugging her. And if anyone listening wants to follow our progress throughout the year, my website is ericaendersracing.com, or you can follow us on Facebook. My fan page is Erica Enders Racing. So I appreciate you having me on, and I look forward to talking to you a bunch this year. Hopefully we give you some fun stuff to report.
That's for sure. And you on Twitter as well? Did you forget what you do, a Twitter handle, a thingy? Or?
Yeah, there's so many social media outlets. I can't control them all. Twitter is Erica_Enders. And then my Instagram is EEStevens430. So I think that covers them all.
I follow you there. I'm a like on your Facebook page because you got too many on the friends page, so you got to go to the public page where they allow you more than 5,000. And if you want,
yeah,
to
I wish
also
they didn't do that.
You could follow me at GTL Vince. That's on Twitter.
GTL Vince.
Yeah, not it's Garage Talk Live as opposed to the old Jersey Shore, which was Jim Tan and Laundry.
Jim Tan Laundry. That's funny. Yeah, Lee, my PR guy Lee Montgomery helps me out with my Twitter and Facebook and stuff, so I'll get him to make sure we're following you.
All righty. So, yeah, tell Lee thanks for getting you, and stay nice and warm, and good luck on your test. Hope things start to click early. This way you don't have to fret it going into Pomona for race one of the NHRA Mellow Yellow season.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, and we'll talk to you down the road. And what do you think? I was thinking of moving the show to Tuesday. Let me get your professional opinion. You think it'd be better off for Tuesdays, or you think I should stay on Mondays?
I don't know. I mean, I'll call you whenever you have it, so it doesn't matter to me. I'm sure the listeners will follow you wherever you go.
Well, that's true, but sometimes, like, on a Monday, you get done, it's you're on in on a plane somewhere, you know, figuring.
Yeah, I guess for guests and stuff, it might be hard for racers to come on some Mondays if their plane, if their schedules get messed up and they don't get home till late. Because I know you and I have had to reschedule sometimes, but at the same time, having it on Monday, you know, you're reporting race results right after they happen on Sunday, so that's kind of a cool aspect. So I don't know.
We'll see. I'll just keep you posted when I switch it. I think I have
Sounds
your number.
Good.
I can always send you a text, or you want me to go through Lee?
Oh, you can text me. I'm way better at texting than I am answering the phone, so hit me up anytime.
All righty. I'll text you, and you can store my number too as well.
Okay, sounds good. Well,
Alrighty.
Thank you for having me on. Have a good night.
You too, and good luck this year as well. And starting off in Pomona, thank you, Erica, and it's always a pleasure having you on.
All right, thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye. There you have it, Erica Enders Stevens, the champ, NHRA Pro Stock champion. It's always good, nice to have her on. She always comes on when she can and talks some drag racing, so... If you want to get in real quick, 46-649-1899. Put it open for a few calls before I end the show. And be happy to talk to you for a bit. What do you think? Erica joining the... split effort, the defense of her title. It's always nice to have her on. And looking forward to her kicking off her season in defense of the Pro Stock Championship. She has a teammate now, which is always good. But so it all comes down for the next couple weeks to the racing season will begin, and I guess we're listen to this from our sponsor, and then we'll be back to sign off. So if you don't have a call number, then here's a little word from our sponsor.
Yeehaw! Y'all want a date with an international model? Well, Hillbilly Horror Show is going to make it happen.
Oh, wait.
That's right. We're having ourselves a contest, and the winner gets an all-expense-paid trip to Hollywood and a date with international swimsuit model and star of Hillbilly Horror Show, actress Rachel Faulkner.
You are going to make some guy so happy.
Head on over to HillbillyHorrorShow.com for details, and be sure to catch Hillbilly Horror Show Volume 2 on DVD February 17th.
Cajun's Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best, each and every time. Cajun's uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cajun's Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cajun's Candles a call at 610-960-5677 or find them on the web at www.cajunscandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/Cajun's Candle.
And we're back here at Garage Talk Live. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, including my very special guest, Pro Stock Champ Erica Ender Stevens. I can't believe she didn't take out that 8-pointer. But, hey, she had fun, had some time off. So I guess tune in next week. We'll see who we're going to have on. So go check our Facebook page at Garage Talk Live. If you don't want to hit a like on it, then you can do so, or at Twitter at GTL Vince, and I'm going to start to tweet a little bit more when the season kicks. That's something different than what I'm used to. But anyway, I'd like to thank everybody for joining me, and we'll see you all next week. Good night and good racing.